preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
This is your country boy surviving up here in North Dakota, bringing you the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on July 1st, 2020. Thanks for joining us. This is a live show for 1 hour. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. We skip Saturday, come back Sunday at 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all Eastern Time, with this live Trump Phenomenon Show. Oh, James Kelso here. That's my name. And thank you for joining us. The, you know, I was talking with one of our listeners today. You can call me anytime, really, 701-317-5317. That's my phone number. Let me turn the volume down on my cell phone here so I can get through this hour without. There we go. Yeah. 701-317-5317. And, you know, I'll tell you folks out there are pretty darn smart. So let me tell you the upshot of this conversation. The question is this coronavirus BS? You know, we have all these people posing as if they're real concerned about health, real concerned about safety, real concerned about an emergency. So it's for these pretexts that we're shutting down our economy, that we're ripping apart our institutions, that we're shredding the Bill of Rights. Because these people, these SOBs, are so worried about your health. Well, folks, I hope you're not buying that. Because if they were worried about your health, I'm going to propose something to you here. How about this? I'm going to just put a hypothetical out there for you that I think makes the point. If what we're concerned about is the health of the American people and a health emergency and hospitals and the horror of people dying. Oh, my God, people are dying. Oh, Helen. Oh, please avert your gaze. Don't look out the window, honey. People are dying out. Hey, cut the crap. Now imagine this. President James Kelso, by the authority vested in me, by the Constitution of the United States, as President of the United States, I hereby issue the following executive orders. Now, let me just give a little prep here for you. This is called concern for health. This is called concern for a national emergency, trying to avert needless death and suffering. By the powers vested in me, I hereby declare it illegal to smoke. It is against the law to manufacture, sell, or use tobacco products. Period. Felony. If you're smoking a cigarette right now as you read my executive order, put the cigarette out. Second emergency order, second executive order and proclamation. By the authority invested in me as President of the United States, I hereby make it illegal to manufacture, sell, or use soda pop. Third order. Against the law, it's a felony to manufacture, sell, use, or transport alcoholic beverages. As they say in New Jersey, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Now there's concern for your health. And with those three executive orders, I just saved how many millions of lives? And nobody had to put on a damn mask. Nobody had to be kept out of their job. Nobody was confined to house arrest. In other words, no BS, folks. That's actual concern for your health. All these politicians, these SOBs, these pukes, these sacks of garbage, they're not concerned about your health. They're not working with an emergency. There's no health emergency here. There's no virus emergency. This piece of crap, Anthony Fauchenstein, he's not a doctor. He's not trying to treat your health. He doesn't love you, care about you, or give a rat's ass about America. He hates this country. He hates you, and his only goal is to destroy it. Come on, Dr. Fauci. I want an order against the manufacture of cigarettes, against soda pop, against liquor. And why don't we go for candy while we're at it? And we'll get a fifth order on junk food. And if you want to close any businesses, we close all the damn junk food, fast food joints. You see where I'm going with this, folks? There are lots of real easy ways to really improve the health of... Oh, and by the way, another executive order. Go to your... Here's my executive order. Go to your kitchen immediately. Open the cupboard. If there are any vitamins, take them. How's that? All right? And here's another executive order. By the authority vested in me. If you have already consumed 5,000 calories today, shut your mouth and stop eating. How's that? Here's another executive order. Drink water once in a while. You see where I'm going with this, folks? This isn't about health. It isn't about safety. There's no damn emergency with any one of those executive orders right there, or with just encouraging people. As president of the United States, just saying, hey, you know what? You don't want to get a virus? Well, get healthy, you dumbass. Get healthy. Healthy people don't die of this damn thing. And make the point, all you fake scientists out there, you're a bunch of phonies. You're not scientists. You're not scholars. You're not doctors. You're a bunch of pukes. Make the point, these people that are dying in these assisted living facilities and in these emergency rooms on these ventilators, these are people who all have diabetes. They all weigh 300 pounds or they weigh 80 pounds. None of them can breathe. They've already had amputations. They've had two or three coronaries. They're practically dead. Get healthy. That's the order. Do we need all these damn doctors? Do you need a damn doctor? Do you need somebody who spent 20 years studying to figure out, you know, put the damn booze down? Pull the damn cigarette out of your mouth? You know, smoking in America is going up. It's going up. It's not going down. We eat crap. We imbibe crap. We are not now as healthy as we were 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I gave you this. It's shocking. The increase in the incidence of diabetes. It's shocking. The increase in the incidence of morbid, obesity. It's shocking. Kids are fat. Kids in school are fat. People are fat. Have you noticed how many fat people are walking around out you? Yes. Fat shaming? Yes. Let's have some damn fat shaming. That'll do a hell of a lot for America than house arrest. I hereby issue, President Kelso, I hereby issue an executive order. Next time you see a fat person, laugh at him. That'll do a hell of a lot more. Here's the point I'm making. All right? There's a little bit of a shock value to what I'm saying here. okay? I'm making the point. Wake up! This is not about health. This whole coronavirus thing is bullshit. It's a hoax. It's a scam. It's an effort to destroy, to wreck the economy, to wreck our country. And then you pile on top of that more bullshit, which is this hate America crap. Get rid of Christopher Columbus. Get rid of Robert E. Lee. Get rid of any great man or figure. Get rid of anybody. There's only one thing. Gotta be white. Gotta be white. Get rid of those. More crap. No, we're not getting rid of George Washington. We're not getting rid of Thomas Jefferson. John F. Kennedy was right when he said to a group of Nobel laureates who had received the Nobel Prize for being geniuses, sitting in the Oval Office at the same desk Donald Trump is sitting at right now, maybe. He said, this is more genius in this room right now with all those Nobel laureates is the most genius that's ever been in this office since Thomas Jefferson sat here by himself. That's a good perception by John F. Kennedy, who's not all bad. Democrat Party doesn't have men like John Kennedy anymore. They just have crap like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. No. We're getting hosed, folks. So we got to stand up. Let me get to another theme here. Once again, I watched Tucker Carlson. There's a genius. There is a Jeffersonian mind right there, Tucker Carlson. He took on these puke Republicans again tonight, and he is doing it. Jeanine Pirro came on his show, and she was stunned. She was very much appreciative of Tucker Carlson's courage, because he's telling these pukes, he's not using my language, he's not raising his voice quite as much as I am, but he's telling them all to go straight to hell. Them and the horse they rode in on, straight to hell. These puke Republicans, like this guy Mike Braun, this fake Republican from Indiana, who wants to deprive the police of, what's the term they have for their liability, limitation, qualified immunity. In other words, their ability to, which they've always had as a policeman. You're not going to be sued for arresting people. How the hell do you make a stop against a criminal, against an animal, against somebody who wants to kill people, wants to hit them over the head with a pipe from behind, wants to stab them? Do you want that job, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want that job? Some animal running down the street who's just killed somebody? Do you want the job of going, you got to go run after that animal, bring him down, arrest him, put him in your car and take him to jail, and then testify against him and his gang, who will be wanting to kill you and your family? You want that job? Of course you don't want that job. You better support your police. You better get out your old John Birch Society bumper sticker. Support your local police. We used to drive around with that as our bumper sticker. Get us out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of the U.S. Support your local police. We had some other bumper stickers. Well, we were right. They were right. You better support your local police against these pukes, these politicians, these complete traitors. Because when you lose your police force, you're up a creek without a paddle. We have to have good police. These are good guys, and we need to back them up. Now, by the way, at that Tulsa rally, I believe it was at the Tulsa rally, the people there, the patriots, the Trump supporters, were singing songs and leading cheers for the police along their route there where they were sitting and camping out waiting for the Trump rally in Tulsa. And the police were loving it. They were loving it. Here are some actual Americans. Here's why I went to the police academy. Here's why I've kept this damn stinking job for 20 years. Why I've wrestled with all these animals for 20 years. Here's my reward, the appreciation of these people and their whose world and society and families and children I've been protecting. That's why they do the job. It isn't for the money. The money's crap. It's the same reason many people are in the military. It's not for the money. It's for loyalty, patriotism, defending your people. There's certain people who have an instinct to want to help and defend and protect. We need those people. So all of these people attacking our police departments, we need to throw their asses out of government. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Black Lives Matter, the whole rest of the pukes. They're trying to bring down your society, your civilization. And all this, the Anthony Fauci, you know, and I'll tell you something else, the left-wing tactic. The left-wing tactic is probe, 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 probe. Constantly probe. Probe the defenses of decent people like you. Just probe, probe. You know the idea? You send out a squad here, a squad there, and it says squad in the night, a squad from the back, from the rear, from underwater, from the air, down the back alley. Probe, probe, until what? Till what? Till you find a weakness. And that's what they did with little Anthony Fauchenstein and his girlfriend, Nurse Ratched, Debbie Birx. They sent those little creeps after us. They found a weak spot. They found an undefended gate. Fauci and Birx got in that gate, and they've held it open. And they're letting the enemy stream through into our fortress and tear it apart and light it on fire. They use the excuse, the fakery of the, oh, they're concerned. Fauci's not concerned with your health. He is not a doctor. He's a fraud. And by the way, I love that. Ron Paul said that. I actually heard Ron Paul say it on his radio broadcast. Fauci is a fraud. Thank you, Dr. Paul. And thank you for your son giving us Rand Paul, another real doctor who also agrees Fauci is a fraud. So I you know, that was my little flash of insight today, was when I thought about, wait a minute, is this, and you got to do that. You have to ask, what's wrong with this picture? Don't get stuck inside of, the enemy likes to frame the debate. You know, this or that, this or that, this or that. No, not this or that. I'll decide what I'm debating about, you SOB. I'll decide what's real in my world. Don't you tell me what I'm supposed to see or what I'm supposed to think. I already know when you say this or that, it's not this or that. Because you're framing the question. So back up. Look at the forest, folks. Look, and that's what Kelso did today. That's what my President Kelso scenario. Is there anything, if we really cared about your health, is there something we could do for you that doesn't require, doesn't close your company, doesn't cost you your job, doesn't deprive your children of school, doesn't put you under house arrest, doesn't cause you to have to wear a damn stinking mask? God, are those things uncomfortable and unhealthy? And are they not a symbol? They're not a symbol. They are submission. They are submission masks. You are submitting to tyranny when you put one of those damn things on. They don't do a damn thing for your health. They don't protect the other guy or you from anything. Add on top of that, there isn't anything to protect you against anyway. We'll get to that in just a moment. Hang on.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Welcome back, folks. And the by the way, let me extend a while I still have some voice left. Let me extend a welcome to the TalkStream Live listeners. We're highly ranked on TalkStream Live. Thank you all very much. It's all that TalkStream Live does is it ranks shows based on your loyalty, your listenership. And let me just tell you some of the great shows that are on there. We're on the third page right now. They now have a 14 show page, and we're on page 3 at number 3, 28, 8, 9, 10, 31, 2. We're 34. That's pretty darn good. And let me tell you the company we're keeping. And we're ahead of Michael Medved, which I love, my old high school classmate, where he's at 35, 6, 7, 8. He's at 40, and we're at 34. I'm loving that. Let me tell you some of the neat people that we're up there with on TalkStream Live. On the page just ahead of us, the great Sebastian Gorka, Alex Jones, Dennis Prager, Sean Hannity. This is fast company. Dan Bongino. These are the big dogs. And then the page ahead of that, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Larry Elder. These are the big dogs of talk radio. And, well, we're in the dog show. We're actually under the tent there at the dog show. And thank you very much for putting us there, folks. Now, the let's go over. Let's see what the president's up to. Now, this is great news. This is coming up. July 4th, that's what's today. Today is Wednesday, the 1st. So the 2nd, Thursday, Friday's the 3rd. Saturday is the 4th. That's kind of nice. Saturday, July 4th. Ah, the governor of South Dakota, Governor Noem, she's a good one. She's going to defend. Well, remember what Tucker Carlson said, I want to add my praise to Tucker Carlson here tonight. Tucker Carlson is recognizing, I think, better than I have over the years, how much of an emergency this really is. Some of the things that I'm hoping for, and I have been hoping for, and so on, I think someone could reasonably argue that Kelso is dreaming. Okay, I'm not going to say I'm dreaming, okay, but I'm saying that if somebody wanted to debate me and said, Kelso, your idea of the kind of society and country that your ancestors had, you're dreaming, buddy. And there's another even more cogent argument that this person could make. They said, look, Kelso, first, try securing three things before you get that all-European paradise that you've been imagining. Try to get these three things. And this is what Tucker Carlson's fighting for. Three things. One, equality under the law. Equality under the law. I'll amplify on it in a moment. Tucker has amplified it. Equality under the law. We want that. Second, free speech. We want that. And three, we want a defended middle class. And that word middle class just means you, average people, the average man's and or woman's job, home, is defended. Those three things. Now, if you can't get those, Kelso, you're not going to be having your European paradise. You're not going to, in other words, it's like, did you ever compete in the high jump or the pole vault, folks? Okay. You better set the bar at something you can get over. Now, I'm sure there are better analogies where it's more risky to set the bar too high. Set it at something you can actually get your ass up and over. Or you're going to fail, A, maybe hurt yourself, B. So Carlson is saying, without these three things, we ain't got nothing. We've got to get equality under the law, which, and by the way, he's making the point so correctly. We don't have that. All you European folks out there that I champion, okay, we don't have equality under the law right now. We ain't got it. Not happening in this world. So that's something we have to win. All right? Second, free speech. Do you think you have free speech right now? Really? Of course, I know. I didn't hear a single person nod out there. I didn't see any nods of yes. No, we don't have free speech. Yeah, I'm saying as I please. I'm speaking on this microphone. But I'm not speaking to 20 million people. And this microphone, the founder of the Republic Broadcasting Network, will be the first one to tell you, man, we're hanging on by a fingernail. This is no secure platform. I'll amplify on that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBM of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks.
We're back, folks.
On a highway.
You heard me fiddling with my cell phone there. What I was doing was I was registering. I don't know what it means, but this is good news. I believe from what I'm reading at DonaldJTrump.com that our president will be at Mount Rushmore. I could be wrong, but it says, so here, I'll read it. You decide. You use your judgment. It says here, it says, at DonaldJTrump.com, it says, let me go back here, go back another page. I just got my tech, my email or my phone confirmation. It says, July 3rd, President Trump's remarks from Mount Rushmore. Now, the way I read the English language, that means our president's going to be standing there on that. There's a wonderful promontory. If you've been to Mount Rushmore, right under George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. It's such a thing. You have to visit Mount Rushmore once. Anyway, he'll be on that promontory, I believe, looking across a kind of ravine up across the chiseled stone that's come off of the face of those four presidents. And that is going to be something tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow, July, not tomorrow, day after tomorrow, July 3rd. And the park itself, admission to the Mount Rushmore on the 3rd, will be by ticket only. So it's not going to be a huge crowd. It won't be open to anybody who can get in, cram themselves in. There's a fairly large parking structure there. It could hold, I think, several thousand cars. And so there will not be social distancing. So it's going to be something. The president will be inspired, you know, just being there. I don't know whether it will be his first time at Mount Rushmore or not. I don't know. But it can't be anything but hugely inspiring to anybody who's there. So and Donald Trump certainly deserves, you know, his visage deserves to be carved into that stone. I'll tell you, he's greater than any of those four presidents, as great as they, whatever achievements they have, Donald Trump's are already greater. And his courage already greater. Even the bravest of the four, Washington, certainly braved death in the Revolution, and so did Thomas Jefferson. Had either of them been apprehended by the British, they would have been hung by the neck from the nearest tree. So they knew that. But Donald Trump has gone through greater danger than that and is facing yet more. So anyway, that's coming up. And that'll be Saturday. That'll be our day off. So let's see, the third, we'll have our show that day. So we'll have the president's remarks, and there will be fireworks on the 3rd. So those will be in the evening. Those will probably follow the president's early evening comments, I'm guessing. In fact, there's even a time here. It says that the president's remarks will be at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which will be 7 p.m. out here. And, of course, it's summer, the solstice, so we're long days. So 7 p.m., it'll still be quite daylight. And I think the president will talk for some time. Then they'll let the sky darken, and off will go fireworks. And I'm guessing, I think there'll be all kinds of patriotic things there. I'm thinking somebody's going to be flying some kind of airplanes overhead, maybe not quite buzzing the monuments, certainly not putting up any big roars. The stone is rather delicate there. But I think we might see the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, or both. Wouldn't that be great, both of them, as we did in Washington, D.C.? So, and then the president, it says the next day there is an event, the president salute to America remarks. It doesn't say where or anything about those other than that they will also be at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. And we'll be intent upon hearing that. But so that's some good news for you. Let me see. Now, let me go to my board here. I know I've been so intense here. I don't mean to scare off any callers. Don't worry. Call in 800-313-9443. I'll put an ice pack on my head, and I'll give you a chance to say something. Don't worry. But I hope you liked my opening themes. I hope this somebody else will, with more influence than mine, will pick up this tool of thinking outside of the box, thinking, examining what's wrong with this picture, and examining the fact that these bastards don't care about your health. It's not about your health. Nobody's caring about your health, because if they cared about your health, they'd grab that cigarette out of your hand. They would grab that bottle. They'd shut down those fast food garbage restaurants. They'd get you on some good vitamins and some good food. They'd get you off of soda pop. Do you realize what it would do to America? Can you imagine? I watch those soda pop trucks loaded with what's the acid they have in them? Carbonic acid that eats up your teeth. Soda pop, you know, during World War II, when army mechanics You know, you're constantly need to break down engines and guns and clean them. When you break it down, you got to clean it and then reassemble it. There's all kinds of gunk and garbage in there, okay? So you normally have some kind of special chemical to clean machines. You know what they would use when they ran out of cleaning solvents? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola will take the acid in Coca-Cola will clean any gun or car engine. And they had lots of Coca-Cola and Pepsi and other garbage. The other experiment you can do with this, and, you know, I have my own sorry testimonial to the truth of this. I'm not trying to be holier than thou. Take anything made of calcium, like one of your teeth. Take one of your teeth out and drop it in a cup of Coca-Cola. Come back 45 minutes later and see if your tooth is still there. I don't know what the time frame is. Is it 45 minutes? Is it an hour? Is it overnight? But I'll tell you this right now. Your tooth, the calcium in that tooth, will utterly dissolve in Pepsi or Coca-Cola or Diet Coke or Sprite or, you know, Fanta or, you. What? I don't care, Dr. Pepper. So every year in America, with all that garbage soda that we drink, and some people will drink a 2-liter bottle every day. A lot of people will drink that. I have my own testimonials as to people doing that. A 2-liter bottle of engine carburetor cleaner. Drink a 2-liter bottle of carburetor cleaner. Have you ever been in a carburetor shop? Most of you haven't, but I have. Try to go inside a carburetor shop and just stand there and breathe the air and imagine working there for years. It's hard to stand in there for 10 minutes because of the chemicals they're using to clean out carburetors that they're rebuilding. I wonder what the mortality rate is, carburetor shop workers. It must be awful. It's why men live shorter lives than women, because we work in places like that. So, if they cared about our health, this is the fraud of modern medicine. Some of these doctors that I really respect, like one of them who's was America's leading pediatric cardiothoracic surgeon. Did I get that right? Dr. Stephen Gundry. He quit giving people heart transplants when it dawned on him, I'm coming here at the tail end. It's already too late. This guy already needs a quintuple heart bypass by the time he gets to me, and it's a little child. You know, I don't want to do this. I want to save these people by giving them real health. I don't want to try to fix their train wrecks. So there are some real doctors out there who are actually doing that. And by the way, is nutrition taught in medical schools? Oh, come on. Don't kid me. It's not taught in medical schools. Maybe 30 minutes, probably downplaying the value of the medical value of clean, good living, healthy living, good food. So my point is this, what's the number one way you could avoid the coronavirus? Oh, there's a virus. Yeah, there's a virus. Sure, of course there is. There's all flu viruses. There's a virus. Viruses have been with us. What? Were the viruses here before we were? I think so. Will they be here after we're gone? I think so. Are they everywhere? I think so. That's why you have an immune system. Now, how does your, that's the only thing that defends you against virus, the only thing that ever was, is, or ever will be. It defends you against viruses is your immune system. So take care of your immune system. That's why people with strong immune systems don't get the coronavirus or any other. Your immune system knocks it out. So is there anybody, have you seen any show where Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, all of whom have pathetic immune systems, you just look at them. Doctors, I think, don't doctors have that sense? Don't they learn that immediately? They take one look at the patient and they go, ooh, ow, ooh, ooh, this one's in bad shape. Can't a doctor just tell with a glance this person's almost dead? How long do you have to stare at Nancy Pelosi before you realize she's basically, you know, she's almost in the casket? So have you heard anybody on TV saying, you know, here are five easy things you can do to double the potency of your immune system? No, of course not. Could the federal government do something? Let's see. They're out there spending $10 trillion. $10 trillion. Do you know how much money that is? That's 1,000 times $10 billion, which is 1,000 times $10 million. That's enough. Lay the money out. You could put a truck full of money and make a chain of trucks bumper to bumper all the way to the moon and back with $10 trillion. So is anybody proposing taking any of that money and doing something to actually improve our actual health by making better food, better farmland, better nutrition? No. Why would you do that? That might work. That would make you more healthy. That might cut down the business at hospitals. The whole thing is a scam. Except for those real doctors. When I broke my arm, I needed a doctor, and a damn good orthopedic surgeon fixed it without even breaking my skin. There are real doctors like that. When I almost cut my finger off as a Boy Scout with my hatchet the first time I was building a fire, God, I still can't remember that incident without getting a shiver up my spine. I almost cut off my left forefinger with my hatchet the first time I was using it. Oh, my gosh. Don't even, oh, geez. But I needed a doctor that put that thing back together. And it's perfect all these years later. James in Vancouver. I hope you're not needing a doctor. What's on your mind?
Yeah, they called that stuff carburetor gunk, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah. I've sat over a vat full of gunk carburetor cleaner. You know what, like a dumb idiot doing my own carburetor work. Man, you know, you don't feel, after you use gunk cleaning your carburetor,
yep.
you can taste it immediately in your mouth. And then a week later, you're still tasting it.
Oh, yeah. And I think with some of that stuff, you got high as well. There's some kind of organic compounds in it that would, you know, you'd have to be careful breathing it, like solvents and what have you, that kind of thing.
And by the way, James, you give me another good idea for another presidential order from President Kelso. Okay. You know, as a teenager... Right. You know, what an idiot. You know, I rebuilt my own engines. I rebuilt my own carburetors. I rebuilt transmissions. Oh, my God. Right. You want to talk about toxic chemicals, folks? Try rebuilding a transmission and cleaning it yourself. Okay, folks,
exactly.
One of my executive orders is I am going to make it a felony for young men to do that stuff. Because, guys, listen, there's a reason we live 5 years shorter than the ladies, you know?
Yeah.
There's a reason. It's because we do stuff like that, and they don't. Go ahead, James.
Well, I just wanted to say that I want to, before, you know, everything gets too crazy, in the next couple of days, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And I'm glad that the president's going to Mount Rushmore. I think that's a good thing.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. You know, it is going to be something. And, you know, I've been pessimistic. A bunch of people have called me at home here, you know, saying, Kelso, come on, cheer up. We're going to win. And the strongest thing, James, for me that says that, you know, God's on our side and that we might win and that we might save the Republic on November 3rd is how really bad. Like Joe Biden just came out of his mother's basement to make an appearance recently. And this guy, clearly, I mean, the president can just put it right in his teeth, just say, buddy, I want you to take a cognitive brain test. I want to see your brain waves. I want to see you complete an intelligence cognitive survey, which the president did. When the president had his first physical in the White House, I'll remember the name of the admiral who gave him the physical. He passed it with flying colors. Then the president himself, because these pukes on the left were saying, oh, you know, he's losing it. His mind is not there. He himself asked the doctor, and I'll remember his name in a second. He said, give me the cognitive test. And the admiral gave him the cognitive test. He passed it with flying colors. I want to see Joe Creepy Sleepy Biden take the same test, and I guarantee you he's gonna come out with a D minus.
Don't forget, 120 million people have died in the United States because of COVID-19. You hear that?
Yeah, well, yeah. I know. We lost so many listeners.
That was Joe.
Hey, thank you, James. I love what you have to say. See you next time.
Right.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Good times ain't over for good.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't blacking,
ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeehaw!
Here I don't want no handout living.
Don't want no handout living. Don't want a part of anything they're giving.
I got a song to sing.
So that was an important concept that I put out in the show today, is that I think Tucker Carlson, I tip my hat to Tucker Carlson, and I tip my hat to Donald Trump, because he's got the same insight that Tucker has, that you gotta get over the low hurdles before you attempt the high hurdles, boys, and you're gonna hurt your crotch. So let's get over the low hurdles. Let's be sure we can do that before we impale ourselves. It hurts. So let's get over the low hurdle. It's not that low. All right. Tucker Carlson says we've got to get equality under the law. It just sounds like maybe you might dismiss that as a generality. It's not. It's a very precise, important fact. We need equality under the law. It is the Western achievement. It is, in large part, what America's all about and what our civilization's all about, that every person has equality under the law, that there is a law, that there is a system of justice, that it's impartial, that it's blind to who your daddy is or who you know in City Hall or what color you are. It's equality under the law. You have to have that. Second, you must have free speech. Let's stop dreaming. We don't. I didn't complete that thought earlier. It's like, is the existence of this network? This is a free speech network. I'm speaking freely. But how tenuous is this? By how thin a thread does it hang? Oh, folks, how many billions of dollars do you think John Stadtmiller has in the Republic Broadcasting Network cash reserve? Huh? You don't want to know. I don't want to know. What cash reserve? We're hanging by the skin of our teeth. I can say that about every Patriot activity. There's no Patriot activity that's got a good fund. So do we have free speech and all these other networks and all these other avenues that are much, much bigger? Is there any free speech? National Public Radio. Do you think there's free speech on National Public Radio? Are you kidding? They spend all day, 24 hours a day, trashing the president, who's supposedly in charge. You know, he is supposedly administering the executive branches of the government, which include National Public Radio. He's supposed to be the head chief executive officer. They spend all day and night bashing him. There's no free speech on NPR or any of the other public, or any of the other big media. There's no free speech in the world of newspapers. And then the third thing, of course, is defend the middle class and the average man. I'll expand on that. Tucker Carlson has done a brilliant job. My hat's off to you, Tucker, and to you, Donald Trump. You're both smarter men than I am, and your strategy is winning better than anything I ever proposed. We'll be back again here, right here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. See you then.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website,
at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.